to be famous. Who wants to die for art?
You disgusting hippie pig.
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society. Come join the fun.
Podcasting live from an undisclosed location in beautiful Sparks, Nevada. This is The Worst Little Podcast, and I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. Joining me this week are my good friends Chewy, Nick Ramirez, and Dogwater Dick. In the studio this week, we've got the smelly and friendly guys from Big Remote here.
On The Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hi.
What's up?
What's up?
Good Monday. Well, good Wednesday.
To ye.
Folks,
it's good to be back in your ear.
Good
holes,
middle of October.
Let's make it Tuesday.
Listening. Tuesday?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be up on Tuesday.
Okay.
Very likely.
Well, happy Tuesday.
Like we said, from the recent past. Hi, how are you this week? It's good to be here. Hi, Big Remote.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Let's go around the room so everybody hears whose voice is what from Big Remote.
Yeah, let's go from my left and clockwise.
That would be Stephen Larkins over here.
Hi, Steve.
Hi.
Don Morrison here.
I am Eric Foreman.
And I'm John Cornell.
You guys all sound the same.
I'm John Cornell.
I am Stephen Larkin.
Don is going to be a very interesting episode.
Try and figure out who's
Nobody
talking now.
Who
I'm John.
Anybody is.
Well, you guys are a fun addition to this week's show. You're all good friends of ours for many years.
Yeah, we've been talking about you for about 30
years,
six episodes. Yeah, we always talk about the Big Remote
cool.
Or Eric
Seems
Foreman
like what?
Or Jam or.
Yeah,
fucking Steve getting his neck broke and shit.
Right, yeah. Right. We took a moment of silence for that.
John's in candy shop, and Don happen. Was an atomic. Jesus Christ, you guys are already
atomic.
Rock stars
yeah.
on
the
show.
Yeah, Steve was an atomic.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Steve was an atomic as well.
Gosh, damn straight.
Millionaire. What the
you
fuck?
Can say,
I knew
you can
who
say
you
God.
Are.
You can Steve say Norman. God on this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can
say
yeah.
God.
You can say God and cunt and pussy dick balls.
Oh, Jesus.
I really find no reason to say pussy dick balls most of the time in daily life. So
how about
it's good
shit,
that I can't
if you
hear
do.
Crap and balls.
I thought that was your latest tattoo. Was pussy
no.
Dick balls.
No, that was just actually visual. An actual pussy and dick and some balls.
Sure.
Here's your change, pussy dick balls.
Yeah, gross. Sorry about that, everybody.
That's Mr. Pussy Dick Balls.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is we have to say that. It's required now to say that.
It is required.
Everybody, let's all say fuck on the count of three. One, two, three.
Fuck!
Fuck.
Doesn't that feel good?
I said mama.
You said mama?
Yeah.
Like mama.
Steve is clinging to his binky
That's
right
like
now.
Freudian.
Mommy.
So, hey guys, how was your week? Nick, Chewy, what
good.
You been up to?
Not much.
Well, you're not exciting at all.
I can see why you guys have him on here.
Yeah. The strong, silent type goes over real well on radio.
Last podcast, we got off. We went over to Foxy Olive.
Yeah,
wait. Last podcast, you guys got off? Where was I?
Me and Chewy afterwards. Me and we took a truck ride home.
Yep. You guys had a meeting without me.
No.
We went to Foxy.
Yeah, last as soon as we were done with the show here, we got to Foxy just in time for me and Eric Foreman here and his wife to kick some ass at trivia.
Yeah, we teamed up. It was awesome.
Yeah, we schooled people.
Yeah.
Nice.
Drink.
Yeah.
What's this trivia night all about?
It's a good way to make some money.
Hey, all right. I like the sounds of that.
It's been going for like, what, a year, a couple years or something?
I think 2 years. Brian Himmel was running it for a while.
Is it Katie officially now or is it somebody else?
It's rotating. I think you sign up on a list.
To host?
Aren't they running out of fax by now?
No, it's strange.
There are a limited number of things to
finite.
Know about
Oh, yeah, it's
the
at
world.
The Foxy Olive on
you
Monday nights.
Every category is the 70s
starts
or
about
the
9 o'clock.
There really are a finite number of facts.
No, we created so many facts in those years.
We need to have the 70s and 80s again so we can have more questions.
That's right.
I wish.
If only.
That'd be nice.
Hi, Rick.
So, yeah.
How
Hi,
was
guys.
Your week, Rick?
It was fucking great. In a rare Butch moment, I changed the master cylinder on my clutch.
Is that a is that like
You're
a
fucking man? Dude.
I know. It was one of those times. Like, can I do this or am I just a queen? No, it turns out I could, and I did. And
right
it was awesome. I was all greasy and dirty.
You have
and
a wonderful
very...
garden, and you can fix your car, dude.
I'm a catch.
I know.
You're
that
a mess.
Hey, garden no more.
Up.
I actually pulled the carburetor off my truck yesterday.
Dude, so that's got a lot of little tubey things on it and
it
stuff.
It does. I haven't rebuilt it yet, but
you pulled it out.
I pulled it off.
On accident?
You know, there's a rule of crafting, of working with your hands that I discovered many years ago. It is very, very much easier to take something apart than it is to put it back.
This is true.
It's super easy to take stuff apart.
Like when you like tear apart your car, you put it back together, and then you've got like five or six pieces.
Yeah.
Like a hose here, a nut there. Like, I wonder what that went to.
Yeah, it's like when you're drunk and you climb a tree, it's a lot easier going up than coming down.
Yeah.
Well, it's not easier to do, but it's
you know, they're putting, they're taking it apart and putting together.
Actually,
like
getting out of a tree when you're drunk is pretty easy. I've always I've always found that I decide to do it and then I wake up at home.
Or in the hospital.
Yep. I was thinking, so when you take something apart, is that why you just people aren't really impressed with the deconstructed food or
right,
you know, like so, it's just like, so I can do that.
So you,
I can take
you,
a BLT apart. I can do
right.
That.
I can give you bacon and lettuce and a piece and a cracker. Here you go.
Who deconstructs a BLT?
I don't know.
A foodies,
a hoity-toity restaurant.
I like somebody, to rebuild them.
Somebody
pants.
Willing
somewhere.
To spend $50.
This
on
is
an
John
appetizer.
Cornell, and I think they deconstruct BLTs everywhere.
Yes.
Well, vegans John Cornell for that fascinating.
I am with you, Don Morrison.
I'm John Cornell. I said.
Oh, yes. John Cornell. Right.
This is John Cornell. And I'm talking about food.
And this is John Cornell.
Of course, the drummer.
Also known as Cornelius Johannesburg.
The drummers always know about food.
Stormageddon.
I know about
weird.
Food.
Weird. This is always it's already getting confusing.
You want to start over?
Let's yes. just get. You want to just get right into the fucking big remote?
Let's just play a song.
Well, oh, really? No. All right. I was going to say, well, did you have anything?
Let them talk first.
What?
Nick's
you
got
want a
notes.
Little review? All right.
What? Did you have anything of note that happened to you this? I might have had something happen to me, guys, huh?
Oh, yeah. We did.
Hey, who'd like
ask
to
you.
Hear me, my week? You all would? All right. What did I do this week? oh, yeah. I was still sick, so not a lot. And my daughter was out of town.
You got the crickets?
No, but I've got a yeah. And then my daughter was out of town, and I watched a bunch of Walking Dead.
Oh yeah, that was good. I have that on the list.
And read Fingerprints of the Gods. I'm about halfway through Fingerprints.
Who
of
wrote
the
that?
I was some dude in the mid '90s. I don't. No, I've been aware of this this tome for many a year, and it's essentially about if you look at the pyramids in Egypt, and if you look at the Mayan calendars, and the end of the world coming up here in 2012, and blah blah blah, how it all suggests that there was an ancient civilization on Earth that had as much knowledge and scientific basis and manipulation of the universe as we do.
You ever look at the Mayan calendar on weed?
Hey, you ever look at my circle, Josh? Thank you.
You know they can't see that.
Yeah, no, I know they can't. The circle game. Anybody who is out there playing, play
along
with your friends.
It's fun.
And if you're playing the other game, well, you just lost the game. So have a nice day.
I'm confused again.
Yeah, it's a game.
Nick, you had some notes. Weren't you going to go through that?
Rory's very intelligent.
I saw a good band, The Hard.
Or crazy.
There's a fine line between intelligent and crazy, and it usually has something to do with marijuana. Not that I indulge myself.
Mm-hmm. Of course not.
As a fine, upstanding citizen. Nick's notes, hey.
Nick's notes, The Hard Ways were good. I saw that. My liver scars practice was awesome this week.
Liver scars rule.
And it was rad because it was in Sparks, and then I had a show right after that at Loudest Folk at the Alley. And people were there. They showed up because I did the very first one and nobody was there. And
right.
I got called to do it again. I said, okay, I did it. And there were people there. It was really nice.
Awesome.
Hey, Nick, can I interrupt
really
for a second?
Well.
I just had a thought.
What, John?
You guys should do like a journal segment where you read it like you wrote it in your journal.
Oh, yeah, I should write it
do
out.
A and have a little bed music for
dear
it.
Dear journal.
That makes a lot of
that one girl is in the front row again.
Exactly.
It,
that's what I'm talking about. That would be great.
Dear
you
podcast.
Kind of have a deadpan
guy,
delivery, and I think
let
it would
try.
Work.
Dear journal, this week I went to the Hard Ways at Chubb's. It was super fun.
Your journal's laughing at you.
I really enjoyed the Spike McGuire's hard rock, really. Not really metal or punk, but like just your straight up rock, and it was nice and rocking, and I thought maybe you guys would be good with Walk of Shame, and that was really a lot of fun. Thanks, fellas. And we stayed up really late with me and my wife, and it was really fun. Dear Journal, Sunday was
okay,
interesting.
Okay, I'm a little bit high into the left.
I hung a nice art show by Zoltan Janvary. I like The Walking Dead a lot, Dear Journal.
Sexually.
And Angry Birds, you frustrate me.
Hey, and you know
this
what?
This works for me, and on so many levels.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Nick Ramirez.
I also like how you say Dear Journal like it's named Dear Journal. This is the Dear Journal.
it's a deer in a headlight.
Oh, it's a hunting journal. I understand. I have a bear journal and a deer journal. And
Wham journal.
Lamb? I don't know.
Anybody else want to
say
lamb?
That's what I call
them. I see you out in the woods hunting lamb.
I'll kill a lamb.
Lamb
with
hunter.
My bare hands. I don't even need a rifle.
Strip it clean.
They're dangerous.
Your teeth.
You've ever seen one fight back?
No. One of the
claws? And
nope. Fangs. Walk up, kick them in the gut, and they're done.
In their lamb guts? That's so rude.
Meh.
Dinner.
No.
Meh.
Train them to play frisbee.
Please.
Like my dog.
You know what? I think Rick, your suggestion was right. Let's get right to a song.
And we can all relax while they do something in that hot room.
And when we come back from the music, we'll talk about what it's like to be in Big Remote.
It is kind of interesting that we haven't played in this house since we recorded our album.
Oh yeah, we'll get to your first album. What's the name? Chinese Democracy, right?
Wrong band. But no, it's true.
Probably due out in the same amount of time.
Well, now that it's finished and mastered, we should expect it to hit the shelves sometime in 2013.
That's our schedule.
We make decisions.
I think Rory's cruising for a bruising.
No, we haven't gotten yet to the antagonistic portion of the show. Right now, I'm being friendly.
That's very nice. Thank you.
What are we hearing here?
This song's called Tickin' Time.
This song is called Tickle Time.
Tickle Time.
Tickle Time.
Tickin' Time or Tickle Time?
I like Tickle Time better, but Eric wrote the song.
When
so
you see it across
I
the
say
practice
ticking
space
time.
And you're looking at the whiteboard, it sure looks like Tickle Time. So that's what we call it.
Do you boys tickle each other often at practice?
God, I hope so.
Never, actually.
Shirtless?
Tickling never comes up. No. Nope.
Never.
No. Nope. Shirts on. Actually, we wear long-sleeve shirts.
Uh-huh.
Pants all the way down.
Hazmat suits.
Yeah. Yeah. Hoods, goggles.
That makes sense. For the best music.
Yeah.
It's like Devo.
Biohazard music.
All right, play some fucking music.
All right, here we go. A few days. Battle what you can to make a noise. Mix it up with the rave. It's a silly voice and a stupid choice. I've been making mistakes. Drown what you wanted. You want it for me. To think what you might get. We've got too much TV. System gets in there. Is really weak. Get is all that we need. Systems disengage. We're troubled, rearranged. I know my drug of choice. Got a little stage, and we will share the cage. At least we've got our toys. Drown what you. What you wanted? Drown what you wanted? You wanted from me. We'll be right back. what you wanted. Drown what you wanted.
Pretty nice.
Fucking
rad.
Thanks.
Kind of great.
You guys are a really fucked up band.
Hey, did anybody
like just? Crazy
I want to set the stage for all the listeners here. Just looking around here. All right, to my left is the lovely and talented Steve Larkins with his like rocket scientist command board of pedals that takes up like half
it's
of
like
the room over
totally
here.
Totally a suitcase size, right?
Oh yeah.
Like, it could totally fit.
That's full suitcase. Like
full
that's,
suitcase.
That is not carry-on luggage right there, my
There's
friend.
There's 10 pedals there.
10 pedals.
Many days over this damn thing. And it's still not right.
Well, you play it well, man. That was some, I can't believe that.
Steve's
all
pedal
that
board is
music,
a stuff of legend.
Even with the toy drum set.
Wait, I'm
came
the
out
toy,
of
we the toy yet, drum yeah. set across
little
from
room,
me.
Man.
John Cornell.
Thank you.
Cornell
to you, bastard.
Is playing a first act discovery drum set, identical to the one my daughter has, except his is black and hers is pink.
Yeah.
I
was going to get the
pink
one.
Hey, Riku, are you there? No, Riku's not.
You need
there.
To play like
probably
Uncle
asleep
Johnny.
By now.
Right.
She's
asleep.
Good night, ladies.
Yes, honey, there you are.
Why? I can nurse.
Yes, you are a fabulous
Whoa.
Drummer.
That's a new one.
you never heard that. Uh-uh. That was like the first time I played you.
I lost a shoe.
I hate it when that happens.
I love you very much. You know that?
She loves her drum set very much. We go to.
She's definitely upstage in our performance.
Yeah,
I was surprised that thing could sound that good because that
I've
sounded
got it
awesome.
Taped up and it's doctored pretty heavily right
and,
now.
And I mean, he showed up with it in the box.
I bought
and
it
put
tonight.
It together before the show.
So I mean, it is not even with 2.5 feet high.
Yeah.
Like with the
my
cymbal
knees are high.
It's actually
extended.
Smaller
yeah.
than Steve's pedal box.
Yeah.
It takes up less space on the floor.
Have you seen Hedwig and the Angry Inch?
Yeah.
Okay, do you remember when they come bursting into the trailer and the drummer's got a toy drum set like hanging
right.
around his neck?
Yeah.
That's my goal.
Oh.
So I got this with the long-term goal of being able to put like a
strap on it.
On it.
Yeah, there you go.
A
there.
Strap yeah. on it.
John Cornell's been talking about that for years.
Yeah.
And
yes,
speaking of the John Cornell stuffed over in the corner to my right here with this Korg keyboard straight out of like I don't know was the Apollo
I thought it was
space
Don Morrison.
Mission.
Weren't we?
No, they're all
no,
we're both
no,
John
they're
Cornell.
Both John Cornell.
Oh,
I mean this keyboard like it could be installed on the an Apollo spacecraft. I mean it does it have an accessory suitcase cell phone?
It's got a lot of interesting stuff inside of it. Actually, I just took it apart last week trying to repair a key. Found out I have to unmount the motherboard to get at that key.
Yeah?
Wow.
Oh, do
we call that
do
the
go
guts.
On.
I think we should all change our name to John Cornell, and so we could be the John Cornell and the John Cornells.
With the special guest, John Cornell.
Yeah.
John and the Cornells.
Featuring John Cornell.
Special guest vocals, John Cornell.
Remix by John Cornell.
Photo editing.
Every time I affect a voice, I'm going to announce myself as John Cornell.
Every time you affect a voice?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you happen to be in a trance right now, Mr. Morrison?
I'm John Cornell.
Is there a British guy over there?
I haven't seen him. I'm John Cornell.
He's actually Leprechaun. His stage name is actually Livewire.
Multiple personalities, but they're all named John
Cornell. It's Livewire. We played a show at the Red Rock many moons ago, and John didn't realize that the the cables above his head were actually
live wires.
Electrified. So he's up there sweating balls and his hair is all over it. And I'm like, John, that's actually some voltage going through.
Some exposed.
Did you brush the cables?
Oh, yeah. Fire.
I mean, I had to keep my Michael head between Jackson. Like 87 and 93 degrees.
Did you?
So one way or the other. And
did you get shocked during the show?
30 times.
But it was
see
it was
that's
low voltage.
A man that's a man who's dedicated to the rock and roll right there.
You, low voltage.
After a while, he started doing it for fun.
It's
yeah,
good.
It's actually
fun.
Not. Yeah, everybody.
Oh,
enjoyable.
We did it. The in our science class in high school, the priest hooked all of us up to a battery at one point. It was a lot of fun.
You say the priests?
Yes.
Were those on nipples?
The
or?
Father. Oh crap! I don't
that's
remember what
not
his
a
name
school.
Was. Father
wasn't a school.
Like Father Frankie, he could whip a cord
Father
around.
Father Frankie.
I don't know what his name. But he
the
could
strange
whip a cord
priest that hangs outside in a van.
He taught us introductory physical science, and he brought in. It wasn't a car battery, but it was something a large battery, and he put like leads on the ends of
oh,
the.
Oh, it's positive. DC, man. You're good.
And we all held hands and held it, and then like some
priest made you guys hold hands.
Yeah.
Reverend Frankfurter.
While he walked around the room watching us hold hands and be electrified.
Did he make you all close your eyes while you were doing it?
Hey, no, I've always maintained I was never molested by a priest and I always kind of felt left out.
Yeah. It's because they didn't like you.
Maybe you should have been more attractive.
They knew I was most likely to tattle. Most likely to go tell his mom.
He's a talker.
He's gonna snitch.
Yeah. So I got no fun.
Talkative
no
son of a bitch.
You never said now you, but you didn't describe what Eric has brought to the party.
Good point there, Don.
Thank you.
Eric brings normalcy.
Yeah.
Eric. He's a bass player wearing a Star Wars shirt and
it's like a regular person.
Jeans.
That's
and
really kind of what you'd expect.
God
that's
bless
all.
You, Eric.
Glasses and a beard.
Unfortunately, he is not your prototypical kind of fat slob bass player, Eric Foreman.
He's a mover and a shaker.
I can attest to you, he's an intelligent person, unlike
some
other
bass players. On the weight loss elevator to looking awesome.
And I don't deliver pizzas, too.
Yeah. Anymore.
Anymore.
You don't deliver pizzas.
Yeah, fire,
no.
Huh?
How do you get a bass player off your doorstep? Pay for
same
the
way
pizza.
You get a drummer
pay
for the off your doorstep. Same way you get a drummer off your doorstep.
Yeah. Vitamin, fucking watch some porn.
Vitamin, watch some porn with a jerk off gesture.
I think Nick was actually in the middle of getting a drummer off of his porch just then.
He was remembering.
He's
last,
like, hold on a second. Oh, yeah.
Hey, you, get off my porch or else I'll jerk you pizza. Off.
Leave now or it's a free jerk off. Go.
They call it the artist.
Or less.
They call it the
it'll
artist.
Be dry, too.
Is it Halloween already?
Yeah, he goes back. Trick or treat.
Treat, treat. Come on, treat.
WD-40. Oh, shit.
I won't move until you jack me off, dude.
Wow, he's gotten.
I brought
he's gotten,
pizza.
He's gotten bold here recently.
I've got a treat. You're my trick.
He's not even using the code words anymore.
Half off the pizza.
But half on?
Wow, we're really getting off track, aren't we?
See, no, I am Captain One Step Too Far.
Did
you
go with John Cornelius, a.k.a.
John the Bastard?
Livewire.
Cornelius?
If you guys know, he's also named John the Bastard. Evidently,
really?
When he plays poker, he's kind of a bastard.
Hmm.
I sucked out on Josh so hard.
What?
Hey,
whoa.
Sucking out.
Whoa.
It's a legitimate heterosexual poker term, sucking out.
What kind of poker is that?
Yeah,
Texas
right.
Texas Hold'em.
Right.
It's called poking.
Sexually.
There's a reason why you're supposed to keep your hands above the table in poker. Sucking.
But I like John the Bastard. It calls to mind his saintly nature.
It's better than what your daughter gave me.
Johnsy. Oh, my daughter calls him Johnsy. I encourage all of you to
fucking sticking.
That's fantastic.
You brought it up, John. It's your fault.
You know, John,
you.
I don't know what it is about you, but we do feel the need to give you nicknames.
Cornelius Johnsy.
Many nicknames.
Johnsy's like a new brand of designer jeans or
something. Oh, Johnsy.
I got a pair of Johnsy.
It's a perfume. It's a perfume.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Johnsy.
I'm wearing Johnsy.
Get that new Johnsy I checked out.
You are a very pretty princess.
Yeah. You know, it's John Z the princess.
Well, no, Steve and John Z rhymes with Fonzie, dude.
Well, it's Steve and Don. You guys have had rock and roll pseudonyms with the Atomics.
Yes.
Right.
I was Steve Millionaire there for a moment.
Millionaire?
I was Squid Dakota.
There was, Squid.
What was that Dakota, show? What was that stupid show? I think you might remember over here. It was Joe Millionaire.
Oh yeah.
And he had the curly hair, just a good strap, like tall strap.
Yeah.
But he was as dumb as a box of rocks, man.
Yeah, if you were stupid.
And he didn't really have $1 million.
So. No.
That was a joke.
No, but reality does not.
I did this chick the whole show. Everybody, you know,
watch her freak out.
Yeah. Chicks are going to fight each other.
When you're taking your rock and roll name, reality does not intrude. Like, there's no association between.
No.
What's happening and what the name you take.
And Eric, have you really had many nicknames or
no,
rock
people
and roll
get
names?
Lazy with my name and just call me E.
E. Yeah, that's there it. You go, E.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Because there's only like
E.
four or five
E's
of
a hell
you.
Of a drug.
Yeah, I've had friends that were like, would sit on my lap and be like, I'm on E. Like, what?
And you're all sober.
I'm like, this
drunk.
Isn't fun for me.
Yeah, I got two other friends named E in there.
We should call you Foreskin.
Elton and Evan.
Oh, yeah, Eric
yeah,
Foreskin.
Yeah, that happened actually before that 70s show coined it. My friend Jimmy used to call me Foreskin in high school.
Are you actually circumcised? Should I call one of your exes and ask?
Yes. I have my foreskin in a jar.
Not a stage
we haven't started
name.
The right. quiz, Rick.
I imagine you got foreskin like in like third grade or something. I mean, the minute it was covered in health, right? Like nobody.
What?
Back when
the
he was
nickname.
In school,
the nickname Foreskin.
No.
Not
I went to public school.
He was walking around beating people.
This
up.
Calls to mind.
Hey kid, give me your foreskin.
No. I
this calls to mind when my
you
foreskin
don't have
grew
have
back
one to get one.
Do you want to trade foreskin?
That's not what I heard.
Hey, give me all your foreskin. Not just some of it.
I can just see him out by the bike rack showing his collection.
On a necklace.
And when everyone else is playing marbles.
He's like, what is foreskin? He has
what?
To sniff it to see
you
which
see
one
how many
right.
foreskins I got on this necklace? What?
Recess, everybody. Eric's going to show everybody his foreskin.
He's the Brisk King.
Nice.
Way to carry that one into the end zone for me, Rick. Thank you.
Touchdown.
It was all very queer.
Rad. So what's it like to be in Big Remote?
you talk about a single album for a very long time.
You actually start out talking about an EP.
Yeah.
Let's get to EP. What is the name of said... Well, not the EP.
Do you even know that yet?
We have a name.
Name of
we
album.
Name.
Oh, you do have a name? I didn't even know.
In Working in Progress?
We're pretty much going with Jenkins.
Jenkins.
That's a good
no
name.
No shit. Jenkins from that misprint.
Exactly. Yeah. There was a misprint in the News and Review about, what, a year and a
or whenever,
half ago or
yeah.
something?
Yeah.
And somebody was quoted as Jenkins said this. And we're like, who the fuck is Jenkins?
There is nobody in the band named Jenkins.
So we've adopted
was that
Jenkins
time
as
when,
our manager and our album.
Our email address.
I am Jenkins.
And certainly the whipping
Jenkins.
Book. If you email Jenkins at bigremote.net, all of us will get it.
Yeah.
Jenkins is a hunchback that we beat profusely when he doesn't
and
bring
just
us
for any
or something.
Internet people.
Email.
No relation to Leroy. No relation to Leroy.
Nope. Who's Leroy?
Leroy Jenkins.
Who the heck is that?
It's a World of Warcraft thing.
Yeah, it's an internet meme. Look it up on YouTube, Leroy Jenkins.
I think John actually just gave you the dictionary definition of Leroy Jenkins.
We were talking, and so we ignored him as usual. What was that, John?
To run recklessly into danger.
Ah.
At, so then it really
at the expense of others.
At the expense of others.
Yeah.
That's an important element of the League.
Yeah, definitely at the expense
of others. I don't like
others.
It at the expense of others.
Yeah.
But it's in World of Warcraft, not real life.
So,
so it's
so we've,
funny
we've
as hell.
Settled. We're settling
so why
on
is
Jenkins
the wind not playing?
Because I'm the one talking about it.
Yeah, you notice that somehow.
Oh, there. Artificial wind courtesy.
When Rory's
of
talking, you
got to
request
Ramirez.
The wind.
Yeah.
All right, fine, there you go.
But yeah, Jenkins is the name of the album, and we are finally done with it. We actually got back.
I'll talk for you, Steve. You mouth what you want to say.
Check. There we go.
Okay, he's saying check, check. He's here. He's back. Oh, here you are, Steve.
Nice cover.
We did get it mastered.
Mastered?
We got it mastered.
Why?
And we kind of like some
who
of it.
Who mastered it?
Most of it. Actually,
Vince Gates.
Who mastered it for
Vince
you?
Vince Gates mastered it, and he did it.
Did you just say
job.
Kind of like some of it?
We kind of like. We kind of like some of it. We kind of like all of it. And we a couple issues to work
still
out.
It was kind of surprising for us, Rick.
Actually, that's a strange thing.
How long has Steve Cockblock this album coming out?
Oh, no. It's been a community effort.
Effort. I can't pile on Steve
let's
here.
Let's not cover for Steve.
Honestly, Rick, at this point, it's more me.
Exactly. I was just about to say.
Oh, yeah?
It's LiveWire.
Final.
I listened to it and I was like, okay, I'm like, sold. Let's put a
print.
Let's put this thing to press.
Honestly, Rick, I think your 10-minute master is really good, and I'm reluctant to favor this master over it.
Are you serious?
It's just about consistency. You've heard the 10-minute master way too much.
Is this the right forum to discuss this subject?
Probably not, but it's funny.
Okay, well, so here's the thing. So we've been recording this thing forever.
At the Dog Water.
With Rick.
In your guys'
defense. Wait, I'm going to say what Rick's going to say. Ready? Here's what he's
saying.
We didn't actually record it for very long. Right. The recording was quick.
Like 50
and
hours.
The mixing was quick.
We did like 2 hours a week for
a long time. We just didn't get in here very frequently.
You just pieced it out here and there.
So it took year. It took actually 2 weeks, but spread out over the course of an entire year.
It was a 3-song EP. We decided to let's just record all of them just for shits and giggles. And then we went and intricately
ridiculously crafted. I think the word is crafted.
Crafted the
albums. With performances that were like we're going to do an EP performances. So we put all this effort on top of what might be a shaky foundation. That I'm looking at myself when I say that, by the way. So, it's been a very fascinating experience.
Well, speaking of kind of retooling and re-managing, do you feel your songs have come out of it better, or are they exactly the same?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. No,
it just keeps opening up new, better ideas that you want to try out, right?
Oh, definitely. Like we should actually play The End, I Believe, because that's totally different.
Yeah, let's play it right now.
The way we play it now. Yeah, yeah. Well, what we found is you know, the process of playing them in the studio, we were still really new. So we still were trying to figure out how we were going to play some of the songs.
Yeah. Nobody knew when not to play. Basically.
Yeah, exactly. Shut up, Rick. Rick turns to us one night.
Well, no. You said to me, it needs to be more dynamic. And I said,
well, stop playing, bastard.
How can it be dynamic when all of you play at every part in every song?
No, that's not what he said. He said, you guys are the band who are always playing. Everyone in the band is always playing. So he just branded the band that way. just how he sees us.
It's
fine if you don't. But
even
don't
though he records, like,
it's not dynamic.
So essentially,
I'll complain about what I want, Rick. God damn it!
They were really, really good at sharing with each other, time.
What if you could just stop for a second,
motherfucker?
Yeah.
You know, he tells us that
on
after
stage,
we're done.
That's
the thing. What kind of help is that?
Thanks,
shit's
coach.
On tape.
Well, all right. So you said you got something with an alternate ending.
This is not like on the
beginning.
Album, right?
Alternate beginning?
Did you want to
end middle? I mean,
play it, man.
We can play it. Yeah, let's give it a shot.
Let's throw it out.
I haven't considered this song on Toy Drums, so here we go.
Sweet. Oh, awesome. Even better. Impromptu.
This is a Worst Little Podcast exclusive. What up?
I'm going to do it with brushes.
Big deal.
And it
just
may,
big remote.
And depending on if we like
exclusive.
It or not, it may end up on a CD of ours.
Right. Nice. Or alternatively, in a few seconds, the audience is going to hear... Big Remote declined to have this included in the podcast.
Redacted.
That would be super funny.
Or fire happened at Dogwater Studios last night.
Before we could get spun.
Unfortunately, this episode of Where's the Little Podcast has been cut short due to death.
That's what it was. I got to write down a note. Never mind. You guys play some rockin' music because this show is just so much fun.
Nick's going to mutter to himself in the corner.
Should be. We lit on the floor, thinking in scores of the ways we could all die. You act like it's a joke. To Ashley to see what could happen, and I so that I could drive. You laughed like it's a joke. I planned all this time. Stop, then I said I'd drop you off. How about here? I said as the end of my world was drawing near. Wrote down our mandates on napkins and mixtapes, and I said I'd a blast. What I meant to say, I found you at last. Should be.
Fuck, dude, that's a rap.
I love that song. Oh, that is
thanks.
You guys fucking tear up in here. It's like
I love that.
Fuck.
That
music church or something.
That is so dynamic.
Is awesome.
Exactly, Rick. Exactly.
No, I really like that. Christ. That little.
We can't
lead
get into re-record
that
song.
Anyway. That is one of my favorite parts.
That's a cool thing. It's sir. Done. Appreciate that's going to be on the worst little CD ever.
Yeah.
Like
there we go.
When we put out the best of. All
best of this show.
The worst of, right?
By the way, what that the fuck is that song about, sure, Eric?
About the end of the world and a road trip with the girl that I like.
It's one of my favorite songs.
Who doesn't know you exist? Or
it's kind of like
Walking Dead.
You're on a road trip with the girl and then the end of the world happens?
Weren't you ever in love with somebody who constantly fantasized about the world ending?
No, but
who are you asking?
That's why you're gay.
Who are you asking, Rick?
No, but I dated a girl once who had an ex-boyfriend that made her stand in front of an open window at night because he wanted to have sex with a corpse.
Gross. Now. Just in that guy's defense, that girl fucked like a dead person.
So. Rick says that about all the ladies.
It's like a match made in heaven.
Hey, before we go much further, I'd like to tell you that this next segment of the Worst Little Podcast in the World is brought to you by our fabulous sponsor, Stingray Tattoo.
Thinking of a new tattoo? Check out online portfolios at stingraytattoo.net.
I'm going to get a tattoo. At Stingray Tattoo when I turn 18.
Stingray Tattoo. Loser tested, mother approved.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Thank
Stingray.
You.
Right. Stingray. Stingray.
Pimping out your daughter for a commercial game.
Hell
you
yeah.
Son of a bitch.
And what did they
well, the other
that?
Commercials we got my Stingray. Wife on. The other commercials got my wife on it, so whatever.
Yeah. Am I the only serious pimping? You're
am
like
I the only guy in this room
got.
Without a tattoo? I think it might be true.
No, I don't care.
Don't skip
ahead. Oh, John
ahead
doesn't
yet.
Have one.
No, but please do check out StingrayTattoo.net. They've always got events going on coming up this weekend.
You might be asked
they,
that.
A couple good. Of their artists are going to be a part of an expo here in town, so yeah. Please go
soon
check
as,
it out.
As soon as the Raiders finally win the big one, I'm going to go to Stingray and get me a Raiders tattoo
nice.
On my neck.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Oh, you're such a loser. Please do it.
It's not going to happen.
You should get one, but maybe not on your neck, Chewbacca.
No, well, speaking of our teams, my team's doing. Is it still 2-2 Cardinals?
2-2 top all of right. The game. Yes.
It's well, since it's still Monday, the
a
series is still tied at 2-2 as well.
Did the Cards so, win?
Go
they
Cards!
They already know.
Yeah, you already know what I'm dying to find
care.
Out. And how many of you in Reno really care about the Cardinals? You don't, but I do. I grew up there.
If you
so fuck
do,
off.
Hit us up on the Facebook. Say hi to Rory.
Let us know how much
yeah.
You like the Cardinals.
Down.
This time shifting thing is really weird.
Yes. Yes. Yeah,
it's weird being.
It'll
from
get
the
worse
past.
Next week.
Our audience exists
it's
in the future.
Strange.
Yeah,
we
got like
to hit
80
miles an hour.
Will there be flying cars
we'll
then?
Be there. Mm-hmm.
In just yeah. A couple of days, maybe
hoverboards.
We'll all be dead on Wednesday.
Awesome!
Did you hear the first functioning jetpack actually went on the market?
On, like on the market, like I could buy
market.
It.
You could buy it. It's $100,000.
How soon before we have
that's
rednecks
not too
and
bad.
Trees?
That's
too much.
You hey, you know, if we only have to do this podcast another, I think 7,000 months, and we could have down payment.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, anything could happen, dude. If I was Howard Stern, I'd buy a fucking jetpack. He got $100,000 to throw on a jetpack.
Well, he's already, he already got to fly one of those as what was it, fart man, butt man?
Yeah,
he
yeah,
used
he's
to,
over it.
Yeah.
No, he came in on wires, dude.
But he had a little smoke coming out of his boots.
Yeah, but that's not like a real fucking jetpack.
Yeah.
True that.
Nick does raise an important point.
that's a valid point.
Being
Nick.
On the wires is thank not you. Like a fucking jetpack.
This jetpack has no theoretical altitude limit. You could fly to where you can't breathe and you'll die.
Oh, really?
And then come plummeting
yes!
Back to Earth.
I've seen Iron Man. You'll just thaw out.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, so,
and then you got to jump start. Now, is it like a pole motor?
That's
just a fucking lawnmower motor.
Jesus Christ. Bro, look, that rope is really nice rope. It's hemp, actually.
So like any it. Fucking
green,
idiot with $100,000 can buy
children.
A jetpack.
What fuel? Is it liquid fuel? Or
right, yeah. There's the thing. If you've got $100,000 to spend on a jetpack, how about fix the Earth or
$500,000?
Nah, pay off
jetpack.
Pay
off
shit
for
$100,000.
Pay off my student loan. That would fix everything.
You can't fix shit for $100,000. Get a jetpack.
I want a jetpack.
I want no student loan. That's what I would take.
I'd
for
buy a dump truck. I think rather than a jetpack.
That is not what you do when you get a bunch of money.
Student American absolved and have
look,
a jetpack.
If I was fucking
if you had a jetpack, you could fly away from your student
jetpack.
Loans.
Would I make it out of the 99%?
I would have no need of my terrestrial bonds or my home and hearth family.
Goodbye, bonds.
Look.
You probably just end up hurting
when
yourself.
I get back from my jetpack
end up in
ride,
Albuquerque.
Fly past the government officer. I'll suck it, bitches. I'm never paying.
That thing better have a really, really goddamn accurate
you're number
fuel gauge.
One.
Because if that thing doesn't have an accurate fuel gauge, then they've got some litigation.
You know you're
them.
Landing at half
yeah,
a tank.
Shit.
Well, half a tank.
Oh, better have the gas light.
That's like
that
driving a car and
you
don't have a gas gauge. You're like, okay, you know what? I've gone 2 days. I'm going to fill up again. You know, you just constantly put $4 worth of gas in your car.
Lucky for Rory, it runs on pee and bad poetry.
Hey,
you can fly to the moon.
And then I reached out my human claw like society.
He's lifting now. He doesn't need a jetpack.
I'm levitating in my seat.
David Blaine shit, man.
A leaf lying on the ground is not so much a leaf as it is.
He's floating.
Right.
As it is dead.
No, I was doing like monks.
Put the candle down and hit the wind.
That blows dead bear.
All right. I need music. And don't talk about that. Thank you, Rick. Ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you once again to another episode of the worst little quiz in the world. I have in front of me a series of questions that I'm going to ask you in a randomized order, and you're going to have to answer for hopefully gifts and prizes, but in actuality, no. Are you guys ready to play?
Stickers? We'll give you some stickers.
I say we don't answer.
Although they all come from fucking Eric anyway. We'll
yeah,
give
don't
some
give me stickers. I got a fucking enough stickers.
Stand together.
Eric just doubled your prices for the stickers.
Cool. Oh, yeah. This next segment right sponsored by Sticker Guy.
Nice.
Where prices and, just double.
And Piggy Points.
Advertising on this show is free.
For the podcast, but everybody else out there, they're cheap as shit. So
they dropped by half.
Good quality. StickerGuy.com.
They are the best stickers in the world. They can be found in dirty bathrooms all across the planet.
Near 20 years ago.
Sticker Guy is an international product. You can get it all over the world. Just go to StickerGuy.com.
I found one from a band from Reno in New York, like defunct now for like 15 years.
Hey, Eric, aren't those stickers made completely of hazardous chemicals? In like a non-ventilated area,
and they're irradiated,
right?
By children,
but it's okay. We're filtering them because we huff most of them. So.
That's right. Okay.
Americans still.
We lick all the chemicals off the stickers.
They're
before we
made
get them
by they're made by Native American children in a hole out in Verde.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah,
yeah. We should put them on a jetpack and fly them to the moon.
Woo! Woo! All right, let's get to the quiz here. Let's start them off with some softballs here.
Softball.
That's Chewie's department.
Your lover, your brother, or your mother trapped on a desert island, who would you cannibalize first? And you do have plenty of brothers to choose from.
That's not a question. That's not a fucking question.
It actually is a question.
Yes, it ends in a question mark.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
It starts,
his voice raised at the end of the sentence.
Yeah,
so.
And it starts with a WH
that
word.
Was some, that was some more of your poetry with a question mark at the end.
That was a trick of inflection.
Right, bring it again.
Your lover, your brother, or your mother trapped on a desert isle. Who do you cannibalize first? Steve Jenkins.
It would probably be brother, because I have two of them.
So you have one spare. There you go.
One's disposable.
Deductive reasoning,
not
going
to say which one first, but I got two, so I can.
Because you want to take them by surprise, exactly. I understand.
And you still have a brother, a mother, and a lover for the next time you come on the quiz.
Yeah, well, I could come on again and have the same question. And then that would be really
that's when the serious really gets question tough. Comes in. Yeah.
Don, same question to you, my friend.
Mom.
Ooh,
she's going to die before anybody else.
There you go. I like your reasoning. Yes. I like your logic.
Sacrifice it for your babies.
Eric Foreman.
I would sacrifice myself.
You cannibalize
yourself.
Eat
your own hand? Or your
I'll
own
just fucking
foot?
Chop it off and...
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Eric Foreman eats
you,
own
you
foot.
You get the try again buzzer.
You know, he's going to keep himself from cannibalizing people by just... taking a finger and sucking on that for a little while.
Eric
just chop
have
that
any
off.
Brothers, so that would be
yeah. That's nice loophole, Eric.
Yeah. Well,
by brother,
by
brother in this sense, kill
I would
brother.
Say brother.
You could,
and then I would share with Steve because he has
extra,
two.
I
would say if for anybody without a brother, you could extend that to you know your close friends, your bandmates.
Right, a brother from another mother.
I'm grain fed.
I'll eat my brother.
Yeah, you're like organic. You
you're
eat
black.
Only grass.
What?
I think
that's right.
Yeah. You've only been green.
Don is
half though, so, and that meat comes from a long
it's
time
out.
Ago.
It's out. It's good.
Don is like free range and grass fed.
That's
so.
Right. Baby. That's right.
Nice.
I'm offering
Don.
Up this, Eric. You can eat me anytime.
I liked it better when you have
thank
more
you.
Marbling.
Thank you.
He's not as gamey as
I'm enough
like,
connective tissue in Don Morrison.
Well, speaking of marbling, let's go to John with this question. Yeah, that was a fat joke.
Oh, thank you. Rory, you know how Kobe beef is marinated in beer?
Yes.
My brother.
All right. That's a good... Oh, I have a rim shot here. I don't need to
a
go
what,
to...
A rim job?
Yeah.
That's not on this corner. That's not in this corner, actually. Shoot, sorry.
Who is the celebrity you would ruin your relationship to be with?
Well, you gotta start that way now.
I can do that, sure.
John,
back to you.
Oh, me again, huh? First John Cornell?
Yes,
the real John Cornell. Please stand up.
It would have to be Keri Byron.
Who's Keri Byron?
That's
the
Mythbusters chick.
Oh, Keri. Right. Yeah, the redhead. When she was pregnant, before she started showing, her tits got huge, and they were awesome.
Those
I
were
have no
times.
Idea what you're talking about. What
she's
are we talking
hot.
About?
Anyway,
blam!
Mythbusters.
I'd wreck that shit.
Yeah. I would tear up that scientific chicky.
Let's both take our glasses off. What?
Eric Foreman.
You know, he's a newlywed.
Yeah.
I just...
Zooey Deschanel.
He's not a newlewed. It's been at
Who'd you
least
say?
Excellent choice.
Months.
Zooey Deschanel.
Interesting.
Oh, although...
I had that before, Eric. I've called that one before.
Nick fucked her too.
Oh, yeah? Well, shit, never mind.
This is going to be so awkward seconds. When you guys high-five about this.
Yeah. Well, actually, Eiffel it was, Tower. It was an addendum because Maya has a crush on her. So I was like, "Well, fuck, I'll go with that."
Well, that's safe. That's safe.
Yeah, that's a safe answer.
I also we'll want to say Naomi Watts because
nice.
My wife likes her too. So it wouldn't ruin
safe answer. Don Morrison,
Robert Downey Jr.
How long have you been married?
Gross.
And how
apparently
long have you been
far
married?
Too long.
16 years.
16 years. That does explain the choice.
Robert Downey Jr., because I figured that motherfucker knows how to party. Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah.
He's a star.
He didn't say sexually
I'm
going to
have shit happen there that's worth ruining my relationship for.
They said on Less Than Zero, he gives good head, too.
Right? Oh, good pull, Josh.
Yeah. You just throw Christopher Walken in there. And it's
Less Than Zero, dude. Just get him some coke. Go to town.
Steve.
Nick is working this right now.
I would have to say, she doesn't even have a last name.
Cher,
Trent.
Madonna,
Cher,
Cher,
as she is today.
As she is today.
Well, let's just say yes.
Or like when she was
awesome. That is the best answer ever.
Or on the battleship, humping the
wait.
I want to do her in the Indian costume in the 70s.
Cher's been with every like famous fucking actor of all time.
So you have
she
was
with Gene Simmons.
Now,
too.
When
she
was
like,
you'd like to catch an early form of
I just want
to
see what with all the fuss
she's
is about.
A weirdo, dude.
I want to see what all the fuss is about. I mean, like,
you know what's great?
Everybody.
You know what's great, dude? She's had so much surgery. She's sterile. Actually, her body can't hold any germs.
Now,
so she's like that 3M treated
like,
material.
She's like the playa.
Now, when she climaxed, would you auto tune it just because it would be fucking awesome?
Awesome.
I wouldn't have to because that was built in.
For a minute, you think. You were
that's in her vocal cords. Yeah.
Steve, that is the most amazing answer to that question I've ever heard.
That's a really good answer.
I don't know whether to quit the band or just go all in.
All in. All right, since we're already kind of on the topic, Steve, what's your favorite kind of porn? Print, image, imagination, VHS?
Internet? I would have to say, you say VHS, I say Betamax.
Nice Ooh. Choice.
That was shit.
That was the problem.
This.
There was no porn
High
on Betamax.
Fidelity.
Let me
tell you
there was.
Not as much.
At one point in my life, I would actually go to auctions and buy like old Beta machines and refurbish these fucking things.
Yeah.
And sell them online.
It was better than VHS.
Every once in a while, you'd find an old porn inside of one of these things in Beta. And that shit, there was so many things that were right with that.
Like hairy 70s and 80s
that,
Bush.
That you were able to fix this machine. Then
keep talking, Rory.
Your true the tree. The
not
true
a fan
was actually not the value you got on eBay when you sold it.
It was Amberlin, the hidden stash.
It was the hidden stash.
Yeah,
and that shit was right.
Fucking your friend any
it was a little bit grainy, and it was like your imagination came into it. It was fun.
Do you ever find any drug stashes in those?
Unfortunately, yes.
Unfortunately,
I didn't know that.
Unfortunately
could go bad.
For everyone else, because I partied on it.
I didn't know acid could go bad. That's what they meant about the go to the calm tent. Don.
I would have to say early 80s Playboys.
Early 80s Playboys.
That's what I cut my teeth on, man.
Boobs. You guys are so analog.
You remember the movie?
But you caveman.
What was the name
I'm
of the
fan
actress
of the
who was in Beastmaster? She was the redhead. She was in Playboy.
Fucking hot as balls.
Wait,
nice eyes.
I was thinking.
Yes, the eyes and the red. Yes,
I was thinking of Red Sonja.
It doesn't matter. Anyways, that was like my
Tanya.
Prized possession. Yes, yes.
Tanya Roberts.
That's it. That's it.
The gay man.
Look at the
faggot
pulling one out.
Gay man.
Moving along then.
Tanya Roberts. Yes.
What's your favorite form?
Buy that.
VHS.
Yes.
Wow.
I think that's like the nostalgic thing, though. You're like, oh, what's this thing that I found under the. You know, in the bottom of the closet.
Under my bed where I put it.
Under my bed.
What is this, Christmas?
Surprise to me.
But yeah.
John.
You know, I gotta say, I've never seen pornography on a physical medium before.
Internet,
what does that
bitch?
Mean?
Ever.
Oh, wait, what?
Like, I've never had a DVD or a tape or a magazine.
Never. What about a website?
Well, that's not physical.
You mean no magazine? You mean you've never had a, like, a
Playboy?
I've
never held pornography in my hand.
So you're a child of the new age when it comes to your porn.
Yeah.
You don't know what it's like to try to hold a magazine with
John,
one hand.
John, how old are you?
John, see me after the show.
Yes, exactly.
I had the internet in my room when I was 12.
Yeah. Can I have a bonus question?
John doesn't even know what a rotary phone is.
I didn't know how old Don was.
I'm old.
And it seems like you're a lot younger than any of us now.
I'm a bit younger than Don.
So we got a
bonus question for Nick has a bonus question for John. John only.
So, your internet, what kind do you prefer?
You know, honestly, even though it's high tech,
categories.
I prefer written porn.
Hey, friend.
Oh, like penthouse letters.
Or like, you know,
pen to paper.
No, they're talking about fan fiction.
No.
I used to love penthouse letters when I was in high school. Dude.
I like the story of O and Vox and
Picard and Riker.
I like reading erotica. I said, welcome to. I didn't know we were in that club too.
But does that really compare to bukkake? I mean,
does anything?
How do you write bukkake into a story?
It's a different
story,
mood.
Really?
It's a different mood.
It's a different time and place.
Once you see all the photoshops of Pat Buchanan bukkake, you just don't like it.
Those aren't photoshops.
I am clicking my mouse right now.
Stop clicking. Click faster. Wait, I don't know which one.
John, in all of history, who would you fist fight?
Oh. That's a Fight Club question.
Why am I first?
Hey,
Steve's answer is
going to
be so good.
Ding.
Do I get extra points for that?
One.
God, I'm trying to blank it. History. Who would I fist fight?
Come on, man. Someone you either really love or really
Come
hate.
Come on, bitter honey.
Just pick somebody. It doesn't matter, especially if they're dead.
You can pass.
Yeah, can I pass?
All right.
You can pass and think about it. We'll get back
to
you.
I'm going
to
need time.
Eric. Come on, Eric. I know you're such a salty dog. Robert Derbyshire.
Yes, but I think I've already done that. No, Joe Strummer.
Joe Strummer.
Because I think it was scrap. I don't know. It'd be fun.
Wow. All right.
Just let him beat you up and then party afterwards.
Steinbeck.
John, good answer. Steinbeck would be. Nice. That'd be a good
I want to get my ass kicked by Steinbeck.
I think that would happen too.
Steve?
I'd pound that motherfucker. Steinbeck.
I think I would
You'd
probably.
Pound his ass.
I would probably go after John Cornell.
Which one?
Pick me.
Take them both on.
No, because he was able to bypass the question.
And now it's coming back over to me.
And now I'm a little bit angry and jealous at the same time.
Do you want to take
I think we should do it right now.
Also on the podcast, we're going to videotape.
Out back.
John, have you come up with an answer yet before Steve kicks your ass?
Yeah, I think I'd like to fist fight Joan of Arc.
There you go.
Yeah!
Nice.
Did I not pull that
John
last week?
Only, you're a dead man.
John could
right?
only fight a girl.
Joan of Arc would beat the fuck out of him.
Oh, John, would you toast?
I've always been curious about her actual martial prowess.
All right.
All right, real quick, yes or no? Has playing music gotten you action?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, still.
Why else would I do it?
Oh, all right.
Nice. Fucking sweet.
It's the only thing I've ever done.
Now ask the follow-up question.
I hate the art.
Have you gotten action with anyone outside the band?
Oh, shucks.
After the shirtless tickle time, we always get action.
Tickle time.
Music equals action, baby.
An insight into the mind of Big Remote. All right. Now, these are some rapid fires. Blind or deaf?
Blind.
Had to pick. Blind?
Oh, I have to pick two? Yeah,
one.
Blind.
Yeah.
Blind.
Blind.
Musicians.
A bunch of blind men. AIDS or cancer?
AIDS.
Cancer.
Oh, it depends on the cancer, but probably AIDS.
That does get extra points.
You do get AIDS from fucking.
Elvis or the Beatles?
Beatles.
Elvis.
Elvis Costello is really influential.
Oh. Go. Goddamn, Eric, you play good.
That is a first ever.
He's done a bunch of
no,
first.
He did get that.
Yeah, I'll Beatles it.
Beatles, nice. Okay, Beatles. Okay. Clash of the Sex Pistols.
Sex Pistols.
Oh, that's a tough one. I'm supposed to go fast? I say Clash.
Clash.
Fuck them both.
You
nice.
Okay. Go back to
well, what's your
porn,
answer?
You
the answer
I
fuck
guess
both.
The Sex Pistols.
Okay, so an even split there as well. As
see, who was it? Like Joe Ardinger would say, the Rolling Stones. Fuck your question, Rolling Stones.
Right.
I think the Ramones.
That's kind of
both.
Ramones, yeah. Fuck. There you go.
And then finally,
great bands?
Gay or ginger? Would you rather be a homosexual
Steve
or a
Black
redhead?
Hands up on the mic.
Gay.
I'll be a gay redhead.
Oh, nice. You'll pick both.
I'll take both.
Okay. Two for the team.
Yeah, that's right.
Ginger.
Not gay.
I don't know.
I'm sorry. Ginger, the thought of John being gay is just inherently funny.
But I think the thought of him too, like being so repulsed by Ginger, he's just
right.
Gay.
Hey,
he's
Steve
not a gay guy.
It doesn't make me laugh out loud to think of Steve as gay, because I could accept that. That could happen in some reality. But John, I just don't see it happening.
That could happen in some reality. What are you trying
fucking
to say,
Gingers.
You dirty bastard?
You're
get him, Steve.
You're all metrosexual when that was all hip and popular.
That's kidding
not
me?
Okay.
Big bone and tall.
I saw you make out with that guy at the bar with the
cocaine.
That's
not okay.
No.
Remember?
Yeah. That didn't happen.
You know, that didn't happen on film.
Silence.
Felix Blansky.
Hey, yeah. Check your pinky link. So that was a great quiz, guys. I'm going to say... yeah, like 374 points,
nice.
425, oh. 435, and 501.
What?
John wins.
I quit this band.
Of honey.
I knew where your question came from.
So Don got last place.
I got last place. It's okay. Yeah. I'll take it. It's right. Fine.
It's because you're in the middle.
It's okay.
Somebody's got
it. It's because of your emasculating
it's
drum set.
Okay.
Your drum set is very tiny.
I like the drum set. I want
they're
you to
so small.
I want you to come over and tune my daughter's because I don't have an ear for that.
Yeah. I just put tape on the drum.
Actually,
for an extra 100 points, you probably would.
I know.
Yeah. Let's talk points here. What's it going to take to get
hey,
you
hey, everybody, congratulations to our new winner, John Cornell.
Hey, all right. I'm John Cornell.
They, like, fused together.
Cornelius Johannesburg, LiveWire.
I'm John Cornell. Eat your babies.
All right. I think it's time for another song.
Yes, another song.
A big song from Big Remote.
Anybody want to set this up for me? What is it?
That's a good question. What is it?
Where are the stars?
Here we go.
Yeah, where are the stars?
Steven's newest song.
Right.
Steven's song.
Oh, so we get Steve Larkins on the vocals this time.
We'll try.
With no, oh, interesting.
Nice.
No,
are you doing backups?
Yeah,
Eric
a little
Foreman?
Bit.
Nice.
And John, too.
Well, while...
Yeah, Johnny's been doing great backups the whole time.
While Steve gets set up, I do want to mention this coming Thursday, October 27th.
Serious shit. Shut the fuck up.
Just hours from now, the great undiscovered 2010 to 2011 CD release party.
Oh, my God.
And Dogwater Studios' annual pumpkin carving party.
Hell yeah.
Located here at the studios. Once again, that's at 2755 Nelson Way, Sparks, Nevada, 89431. We are inviting you, all of the internets...
Yes.
Come to Rick's house. And
girl
and
from England, fly over and come to this pumpkin
we
carving.
We need to carve pumpkins
we'll
and listen
you a
to
free
music.
CD.
Last year, we hit 35 pumpkins, so
I
this year we need to carve 36 pumpkins at least.
I thought this was
we're
going
to take them all to Capture by Robots at Jub Jub's afterwards.
No, it is not
it is
an
actually
an undisclosed location. It's right
here.
Here
in the dog water.
It's quite
where
disclosed.
All this magic is happening today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you mean at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, that's what you say.
The bedroom is in an undisclosed location.
Oh, okay.
Crap. I said it was the bedroom.
Not anymore.
So we begin with lies.
Sexually.
All right, what was this song called again? I already forgot.
Where are the stars?
Hey, Nick, are you getting beer?
Yes, I'll bring beers back.
Awesome. All right.
Feeling when you rocked me up against the ceiling, drove me home when I couldn't walk a lot, woke me up to pills, refreshed my mind, and I know I've waited too long. I can't stop life from moving on. We'll be right back.
stories about the constellations. Couldn't get out the line of the dots. You said to look up, spend some time just dreaming. Then you'll see how small we really are. And I know I've waited too long. I can't stop life from moving on. Where are those stars you promised? Me. Then I looked up, up amongst the trees. Felt some bark landed in my eye. Left me crying, crying on my knees. Took a minute, cleaned out all the pieces. Thanks a lot for those eye drops you had. Helped to rid me of the stinging. Damn, you're nice, I will get you back. And I know
Jesus, you guys.
I still can't believe you get that sound out of those drums, dude. It's like, it sounds normal.
I'm milking the drums.
Yeah, yes, you are.
I really hope that translates over those tiny mics I put on them.
You should leave that here so we can use it every week. No.
Fucking, you guys are awesome.
Hell yeah.
Thank you, Nick.
Get all
Nick,
those,
did you
get,
did
all
you
those
get
beers,
Eric
Nick?
A beer?
We think highly of all of you.
Hey.
And now more so.
Hey, now, are we about out of time here?
Yeah,
let's wrap up the week. Like, what's coming up this next week? When's the next big remote show?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We haven't even plugged your Facebook website.
Stickers,
PO box,
website, lots of stickers.
Bigremote.net, which isn't really doing much right now, but it will soon. If you want to reach us, email us at jenkins@bigremote.net.
Just send an email to Jenkins. He'll pass it on.
J-E-N-K-I-N-S.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like a butler.
Just like Stephen Jenkins from Third Eye Blind.
Oh, yeah. Now you're talking.
I don't know. But yeah, that was fun. Thanks for having us, boys.
Third Eye Blind Reno connection because Steve Fote was friends with the Third Eye Blind. Actually played music with Tony, the guitar player from that. And so when they came and played at Lawler and Steve had a limo and fucking drugs and girls and fucking It was pretty neat for Steve. The same way to live it up, buddy. You're a rock star from Vegas.
And if you're not listening to this, well, then you're probably sinning.
I don't believe he has the
answer.
By not listening, not that he'd be doing anything else. I'm not making any sort of insinuation there.
And also, for some reason, everybody's talking like Steve's no longer with us, and I think
he's not here.
Indiana.
Yeah.
Right, but he lives, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. He lives better in Indiana.
Okay, he's just alive. But he's still alive.
Yeah.
The podcast is not going to dictate the
the lives of
absolutely not.
Former Reno Rock
talked to him on the phone one time here on the podcast.
Yeah, he's been on the show before.
I'm going to go to Network Solutions and register isstevefoatalive.com.
Yes. You're a genius.
And all of a sudden,
I'll probably get a lot of hits from a lot of girls.
Where is that son of a bitch?
Yeah, Reno girls. Hey, Reno girls out there.
Coming up this week, there's a lot of stuff going on. Your next show. When's that happening?
We don't actually have December 14th.
Show.
Well, no, you have December 2nd or 3rd.
Anarchy coming up here.
Yeah. Winter Ball.
We'll be playing the 3rd.
That doesn't count, man.
Hosted by yours truly.
Extra.
The cast of Worst Little Podcast will be hosting that.
Indeed.
That fun.
Well, you'll be the MC.
With bells on.
We'll try to get Chewbacca and Rick on the mic, too.
I might poop on November.
Fling some poo. That'd be great.
Every Jeb Jeb's all about.
Yeah, every Anarchy needs that.
But
we were born at a Mary
Take your prom picture.
Were you really?
We were. That was our first show.
When it was Eric and Steve Larkin's project.
With the stuff in the back.
Big remote.
They called John and I and said,
we brought these two guys with us.
He said, do you want to do the show? And John and I were like, fuck yeah.
45 minutes before the show.
I put my jetpack on and I flew an arc of bad poetry to the Zephyr.
He had enough gas to transport his
drums. I flaked on another band practice.
When you're flying over, do you ever think that they look like ants?
Sometimes.
Well, you
in
know
haiku.
What? They are, Don. They are.
I know. Yeah. I'm one of them.
Hey, can I mention a show on November 4th?
Please mention whatever you want.
First Friday on November 4th at Foxy Olive. Me and my friend Rhiannon are doing Alphabet Soup, where we're covering one band from each letter of the alphabet.
Rad.
It's also a Movember event, so we're going to have a raffle drawing. So come down and...
Come down after you go see the Dirty Spelling Bee at Jub Jub's.
Oh, Jesus. Too many promos.
It might be Dirty Jeopardy. We're starting a little later. It'll be fine.
Okay.
There are too many shows on the same night.
Yeah.
Too much John Cornell.
And that's not even for 2 weeks
now
yet.
John Cornell is a robot.
He is sort of a robot, yes.
At least he's not an Irish robot.
Well, coming up this week, there's a whole bunch of fun stuff happening.
Especially on
almost short-circuited my brain, John.
The 29th is really where it's happening.
Saturday the 29th is crazy.
We've got the, what is it, Rocky Horror Pinky Show? Or Pinky Horror Rocky Show?
So awesome.
With the awesome debut of
Pinky Polansky does their renditions of Rocky Horror tunes, which is quite fantastic.
One of the best things I've ever seen in my life.
But opening for them is the
Pinky Polansky by themselves, though, too.
Well,
you get the Pinky Horror, but first you're going to get Pinky with their own music that kicks your ass.
Before that, the debut of the oft talked about yet never heard or seen Candy Shop.
No!
Featuring John Cornell, Nick Ramirez.
Candy.
Oh, wait, no.
Featuring Bitty Honey, Pixie Sticks, Caramello.
I'm never going to remember any of
and
this.
And I can't remember my wife's name. What was your wife's name?
Jujubee. And I Jujubee. Think yours was Pop Roxy.
Pop Rocks.
No, she changed it from Pop Roxy. It was another one. Anyway, we're going to throw candy to you at Halloween, so show up if you want some free candy.
Some new tunes.
Awesome tunes by a really
That's
going to cool
be at Ryan's Saloon starting at about rock and roll time.
Yeah. Ryan's Saloon on Wells.
Yes, rock and roll time.
Do they still really make those
9, 10
nice
o'clock
thick sandwiches, like those big meat
and it's,
ones?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which is
great food
great
over
burgers.
There.
It sounds good right now.
Yeah, please.
It's the same night as Zombie Crawl.
Yeah, which we are definitely community partners with. Please check them out
at ReNoZombieCrawl.com.
Or is it ZombieCrawlReno.com?
I think it's Reno Zombie
Crawl. Reno Zombie Crawl, yeah. You can buy cups for $5 a piece at over 30 downtown and Wells Avenue locations. Those cups, with those $5 cups get you, are discounted drink specials at said 30 establishments all over town.
Almost so, as delicious as brains.
And we encourage everyone to, it's called a zombie crawl, meaning you don't get into a car when you're imbibing all this cheap
but
liquor.
Also, you don't really have to crawl.
You can stumble.
Yeah. You can walk to the next bar.
Stagger.
Until you can't, until you crawl.
Yeah, until you're actually.
The part about the zombie crawl that I always liked is if you do get drunk enough where you fall and hurt yourself, you don't.
It doesn't look
yourself.
Like it.
You're not
right.
embarrassed.
It looks right. Oh, I'm a zombie.
Yeah.
No, that's
I'm just committed to the part. I'm a method actor zombie.
Yeah. So, and lastly, I want to
say, please check them out and support that. It's for a really good cause. It's working with the American Red Cross. All the funds raised will be donated to the American Red Cross.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Zombies for the Red Cross.
Exactly.
Try to find a cure for that disease. The Walking Dead rules.
Yes, it does. The Walking Dead.
Also, I want to mention the Bruca Freakers Ball is going on in our friends Decoy.
Also on the 29th.
Same night.
Yeah.
Decoy.
So
dear God.
Maybe that's what you're into. You should go to the Freakers Ball. Decoy is an awesome band.
Fuck yeah.
Featuring Tobin and his wife and
Natalie.
Diana.
Natalie, who is not the girl I got mad at for eating baking pie.
Right. We established on a previous podcast.
Wait, this is a tiny.
Is this canon?
Different lineup, right? New drummer. Well, new singer.
New drummer. Yes. And then my Diana from
Listen
Hella
to all the
Acapella.
Episodes.
Diana Marks from Hella Acapella is singing with Decoy now. And
oh,
she plays
nice.
The saxophone. And she's a little cutie as can be.
Yeah,
she's
Diana
a
is super
and she'll
cutie.
Be wearing something skimpy.
Yeah, she's going to dress up for Halloween and be nice. And with her and Natalie there, man, you know, that's nice eye candy. And then Tobin's the fucking ear candy, too. Man.
Oh, he's
that
hot as balls.
That dude can
well.
Sing his ass
yeah,
off.
Yeah, I mean, right, Rick?
Oh, your yeah, dude. And talk
he's
about
sexy,
one
right?
take king.
I love.
He's
oh, I bet that's why you like him.
If I was to go gay, I'd
one
probably
shot.
Go with Tobin.
Yeah, one shot.
I think I make
he
out
does
with Tobin.
It right.
Anything, you got anything else for Saturday, Nick?
Well, I had the dog. Oh no, the dog waters on Thursday. Bruca, Pinky, and the zombie crawl.
I got a pretty good show for Friday night. If you want me to,
yes,
talk about
it's on Friday
over at the Alley. They're doing something called the Spooks, Kooks, and Rock and Roll Show. And recent guest Delmar, and also former guest Them Sons of Bitches.
Yeah,
Livitz. They're all playing together over at the Alley.
Oh, there you guys went for the list
on
Livitz,
Friday
Livitz.
Night.
Yeah,
get them in.
Friday night. October 28th, and it should be a badass show because those bands all rip.
Yeah, at the LA.
Oh, that
yeah.
being, hey, let's all take a moment.
If you don't got
a yay Nevada for Nevada Day.
Yeah, yeah right. Well,
right.
That is the official
Homies
Nevada Day on Friday.
Homies the hills.
And
Homies
then
the sage and the pine.
I would like that.
Out by the Truckee Silver Hills. Out where the sun always shines. There is land that I love the best. Fairer than all I could see. Out in the heart of the Golden
West, homies Nevada to me.
Woo!
Woo!
Love you, Nevada.
South Dakota.
Sucks.
And then finally.
Oh, you get along with Cody out in the room doing his homework.
Cody's a big South Dakota guy.
Yeah.
Finally, before the weekend comes to an end for anybody with little kids out there, at the Discovery Museum on Sunday the 30th, 5:30 to 7:30, $2 admission, trick-or-treats in all the galleries, and Halloween-themed stuff.
How do you like that, Riku?
Oh.
Yeah, see, you got to give him way more warning for that.
You were.
Oh, you're gonna love
Think
it.
Ahead.
I don't want him.
Yes,
what?
You do.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
There you go.
All right. Well, without any further ado, it's hot. It's sweaty. We want to get out of this stinky little room. But I would like to thank you all once again, Big Remote. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
I like the live tracks
Do you
a
guys
lot.
Want to play one more song to outro us, and then the rest of us will leave? And to go talk to our friends that were waiting for us.
What?
Can we fix that?
I'm sorry
post?
I pissed on the curtain, but yeah.
Yeah.
Or no.
No.
Because they're all
fine.
Set up, dude. Let's outro with a Big Remote song. Go.
Okay.
Let's let them finish the show and let's me, you, and him leave. Let's go.
Well, no, okay.
See you guys
I have
later.
I have my whole sign-off thing.
Oh, yeah, do
your
sign-off.
Like...
Do your sign-off, and then we'll just let them go.
You can sign off while we're playing.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Play
I'm a little confused. My name's Nick, and I'm out. I'm a little confused.
Nick is fucking done.
Nick's leaving the room.
Nick
is going.
Nick is fucking done. I think what we need to know right now is Nick is gone.
Right. Did you guys want to play another song? Are you guys done?
We'll play another song.
Yeah.
We've got a million of them.
Yeah.
All right.
And you could do your
make
outro.
Make it short.
Jesus Christ. No one prepared me for this.
The abuse. What is this?
I guess we don't quite know. How about something with a capo, huh?
Sure.
I had this fucking thing on my guitar the entire time.
Does that mean shaking this disease?
I had this thing on my guitar the entire time, and I'm just like...
Use it.
Yeah, let's use it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, once again, this is Big Remote. This has been another episode of the worst little podcast in the world, and good night, ladies.
What are we doing? Okay. Okay.
One, two,
tight like a drum.
Three, four.
I get the feeling that I don't know. Heart grows empty and I'm feeling cold. Time is something I don't understand. Look in the mirror and I see an old man. Tell me something's gonna change. My life, I've got to be arranged. Tell me something's gonna change. My life, I've got to be like gold. Tell me something's gonna change. My life, I've got to rearrange. Tell me something's gonna change. My life, I've got to
a dream world beckons.
Dark Water Studios.
Is it human or inhuman?